calm down, old lad. I was only chivvying you on a bit so you'd get the rope up here. You didn't really mean it, what?
But Clockpod would not be satisfied. He strained toward Meldrum, stabbing with his fearsome beak.
You get down, Meldrum Longears, I'll kill you!
Marielle did the only thing she could do under the circumstances. Pulling the rope from the shrike's neck, she shoved hard, overbalancing Glockpod so that he fell from the tower. The butcher bird spread his wings, and soaring in an upward arc, he circled the tower top, screeching,
"You coward, Longears! Coward! Now fight, ye all mouth!"
Marielle swung the coiled rope, warning Glockpod off.
"Don't be a silly bird. Can't you see Meldrum was only doing it so you could fly up here? If he hadn't called you those names, you'd never have made it."
But there was no reasoning with the maddened bird.
"No beast live after salting this bird. Glockpod, go now. I've finished with yes. Listen, Longears. We ever meet again, I kill ye. Friends not save ye.
Glockpod winged off into the rain-splashed darkness and was gone from sight. Meldrum uncoiled the rope.
"Strange fella. No sense of humour at all. Ah, well, who's for a spot of jolly old scaping, what?"
The rope had to be doubled so it could be freed to get them down from the west wall battlements. Dandin draped it over the stoutest of the roof support beams, checking to see both ends were level. Gale Squiddle King surprised them all by grasping the twin sides of the rope and lowering himself away.
"Let me go first, weak as I am. If a squirrel can't do it, no beast can."
Bluebane knocked timidly on the fox wolf's bedchamber door. There was no answer, so he knocked louder, starting slightly as Nagroo shouted,
"Stop that knocking and get in here!"
Bluebane scurried in and crouched by the mound of cushions that formed his master's resting place. Nagroo's head appeared over the top of them, close to Bluebane's.
"So what is it this time, tittle-tattle?"
"Lord, I stayed by the tower door, listening carefully. The butcher bird brought them a rope. They plan on swinging across to the west wing edge, where they can land on the battlements. From there, they'll be able to get down to the moat. Gale is already on the rope. The butcher bird quarrelled with the hare, and he has flown off. I don't think he will come back, sire."
Nagroo slid from the mound of cushions.
"Tell the Lady Silvermord I wish to speak with her."